Wild Horses and Water, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Rancher conservationist William Simpson articulates a brilliant argument for taking wild horses out of places that they are not wanted, where they end up being slaughtered, and transporting them into mountain wilderness areas. He says if this is done, the horses end up grazing wildfire fuel and in so doing reducing massive wildfires that we've grown used to throughout our country, and because of their digestive systems, they end up reseeding natural flora and fauna. I had one question, having had a ranch in the mountains of Arizona. Is there any water for the horses up there?
There's water everywhere up here. I mean, I live here. So I'm not guessing. I'm not a Berkeley PhD that did a field trip and read a book. I grew up here. My parents are buried in the ground here. I logged here, fished, hunted. Brother-in-law was a Klamath Indian, taught me how to hunt and track. There's water all over the mountains here. You can't project the problems you have in another area out to here. See, where we are, you know, going from, let's say, Redding, California, all the way up Humboldt County, Siskiyou County, Jackson County, Curry County, Lane County, all the way up the line here, all the way up into Washington, you have a lot of water and you've got a lot of fire problems, even though there is a lot of water in the ground.
A wild horse will abate about 5.5 tons of prodigious grass and brush annually in and around forests. 5.5 tons of grass and brush equals roughly 5 to 7 acres of grass and brush. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.